This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist afield. I'm Glenn Mittelhauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I continue my conversation with Linda Welch as she reflects on how she first became involved in seabird research and discusses the growing challenges that predators, like mink and otter, pose to nesting colonies along the Maine coast. What pathway led you to become a field biologist and end up working so closely with seabirds? Talking with other folks, it really can vary widely as to how they ended up on a path and when they figured out field biology could be an occupation.
I certainly didn't know that was an option as a kid. I grew up in the suburbs north of Boston and just liked to be outside all the time. And I liked animals. So I actually worked at a zoo through high school and college, where I just tried to learn as much as possible about monitoring behavior, taking good notes, trying to understand what's going on and why certain animals might be doing certain behaviors. Even going into college, I didn't know really wildlife biology was an option. In undergraduate, I volunteered for a graduate student that was working on the brainworm study when they were trying to reintroduce caribou to Maine. So I spent more time talking to wildlife students, and then I got hired by Inland Fisheries and Wildlife to work helping to zone bald eagle nests to protect them from development, again, because there weren't very many of them. And then I got hired to monitor golden eagle and peregrine falcon nest sites. So I got paid to hike into all these incredible cliffs all across Maine, and then I think I was hooked. But even at that, I wasn't sure that I wanted to work on birds necessarily. I still was trying to figure that out. And I think ultimately I fell in love with coastal islands. And then seabirds allowed me to have a career working on them. The refuge owns 6 of the 10 islands that are actively managed. So those 6 have seabird technicians on them. And so we have good data, pretty good data on what the seabirds are doing, like how many pairs are there, what they're feeding their chicks, how well they're reproducing. But there's still so many other things that are going on. Obviously, you and I are both interested in invasive plants. Initially, I was like, yep, invasive plants. I don't have the time to deal with that because I'm focusing on seabirds. And I'm paying the consequences of that failure to act earlier. Because I didn't anticipate that issue becoming as significant as it has. And I think, you know, warmer, wetter summers are contributing to it. The seabirds bring lots of nutrients on the island, so they fertilize the ground. There's a lot of factors. The refuge owns 76 islands, spanning from the Isle of Shoals on the New Hampshire border to Copsecook Bay on the New Brunswick border. And some of those colonies were really significant seabird breeding colonies, and now they don't have any seabirds. We have some assumptions that maybe it's otter or mink that might have driven the seabirds off. Yeah, I'm frustrated that we don't have better information about what really happened on those islands. Where did the seabirds go? Are they nesting on adjacent islands? We're just not sure, because a lot of those colonies of cormorants and gulls have also declined across the coast. So I don't think it's as simple just moving somewhere else.
I see mink a lot on the Down East Coast. And I didn't 30 years ago.
And we don't know if mink on islands became more prominent as the population on the mainland increased because there was less trapping. The state just doesn't really have good numbers on that. So we kind of speculate, wait, what might have happened with the mink population, but certainly they seem to be really prevalent on some of those Down East islands where they were causing a lot of problems for seabirds. And quite often you have evidence of both otter and mink. So in the past, I tended to think maybe mink weren't capable of driving gulls and eiders off an island, but I don't know. Again, often I find evidence of both species, and otter are so big that I think they really can be destructive. But for the burrow nesting birds, like the black guillemots and the leach's storm petrels, they're just sitting ducks when it comes to the mink, and we've seen them be really disruptive on those islands.
That That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.